When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop, audio review. Lucky 7, Lucky and the Laser Gun. Shout out to Arterial Stover. He sent this one over as a recommendation, so that's why we are here. Look, I use my Googles. There's a lot of Lucky 7 type of shit out there. And I can't find him as a rapper. He from Buffalo, New York. You welcome. Ken. Ken.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
When Nuke Dropper hit,
yeah.
I was at the job and I had to stop. I was talking to somebody and I had to stop it. I said, okay, wait, hold on. This nigga requires attention. First and foremost. His voice.
Yes.
His voice is made for, he couldn't do nothing else in life but rap. Mm-hmm. The voice is so perfect. You know, his voice is a huskier Ransom, and I love Ransom's voice. But man, this dude Lucky 7, and he get out the way. I was like, oh shit, this nigga, he on some other shit. Now, Tetsuo, that's an actual anime thing?
I believe so, yeah. Because okay. You know Lupe in the anime and shit like that.
Yeah, so when Lupe did Tetsuo and Youth, I just thought that was something he created. So when I heard all of the little references in here, I'm like, oh, so Tetsuo is actually a thing.
Which is weird because this shit is so hard and grimy, and then you got this fucking anime shit. Like,
what?
The high-pitched kitty anime. Yep. I'm like, what the fuck? Now, I know anime get grimy, y'all, so don't jump on me, but I'm just saying the contrasting sounds kind of
throws you off, but you know what? It's the only way I can, I guess, digest it. It's kind of like, you know, we just had this conversation. I never knew, but whenever you go to a mall or to wherever and you're trying to buy perfume or cologne or something, after you smell two or three, like, it all smells the same. So they got little coffee grinds for you to refresh. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, you can smell something. I feel like that's what those intros did. Mm. It kind of reset the palate for you to be ready for the next crazy shit that is the next track. But, man, Kent, bro, hey, beginning, and then El Camino, Flea Lord, yo, like, Ken, I was blown the fuck away. I never heard of this guy.
Me either. Nah, I didn't either. Arterial sent it over.
I already know there has to be thousands of dope ass rappers that we just never heard of.
Buffalo because, on the come up, bro.
Huh?
Buffalo on the
come
up.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm not gonna say they're the next New York or Texas or nothing like that, but they have a run. They have a run in them. Ken, I'm thrown away. I'm blown away. Like this shit is just everything.
Yeah, man. Like, I was listening on the way here, because it's a sweet 24 minutes. Mm-hmm. And just Nuke, that first real song, Nuke Drop, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, to the point, look, y'all might get a bit of an exclusive here. I was like, because I'm like, man, I shouldn't be the only one to know about this guy. And I know we're doing 365, and that's going to put him on to more and more people. But I'm like, yo, it don't need to stop there. Like, I'm thinking about doing radio next year, y'all. So,
to be able to put people on.
Y'all, just let me know. Let me know if that's the thing to pursue. Because I think what 365 has done is that, one, it's definitely got me reinvigorated back into music and all these other different artists that are out there. And guys like this, you know, are inspiring to me when I hear how good they are. Like, this takes me back to, like when motherfuckers, like, kind of a throwback hip-hop sound. And then, so it's just like his voice and the style of rap, everything, bro. So it's like, so when you get to You Gotta Make It, and that's the Mind Playing Tricks on me beat on it, he was killing that shit. Orange fucking soda was fucking dope as fucking shit. I was like, yo, that shit is insane.
And also, like, you know, I know I use the coffee bean analogy, but like the contrast from motorbike music to orange soda, because motorbike music is a little bit more upbeat. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to some the grimiest New York shit. It's just like, yo.
He picked some fucking dope ass. I don't know who the producers are or producer, but yo, he picked some dope ass fucking beat. That damn bass line on motorbike music.
Yes.
That shit's fucking crazy. Snoopy's fucking penthouse.
Yes.
Fucking went nuts, man.
Like, yes.
And it, yo. That shit's fucking insane, bro.
Jay Skeezy. Jay Skeezy. Hey, he skis all over that motherfucker. Yo.
Jay Skeezy, bro.
Yo. Ken. Man, hey. When did this come? Did this come out this year? This shit might goddamn make my damn top 10, dog. This shit is stupid.
Yep. And then the Canada Loves K. That was nice. But yeah. Playgrounds. Did I fuck with Playgrounds?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, the little Asian beat.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And I think, Ken, there was no skippables. All of these shits.
There was any.
All of these shits is dumb hard. Dumb hard.
Yep. Yeah, man. Then Good Body of Life, perfect outro song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no beat, no drums or anything. It's just like, we're just going to fade out. We're just gonna go out nice, smooth, and easy, man. This motherfucking shit, bro, I sent this to B. I was like, yo, you heard him? He hadn't. Surprisingly.
Yeah, I know.
So I was like, yo, check him out when you get a chance. Like, mm-hmm. This motherfucker is cold.
Yeah.
And I didn't look to see if he had any other shit out. But yeah, Arterium Stover may know some things, a couple of things about music. Yeah, he got some shit with Conway. A track with Conway, I should say. But yeah, Merry Christmas, Retro Gamer. This is weird because he has this grimy, hardcore ass voice. But it's almost like he's into gaming and anime and shit, into that nerdy shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, those contrasting styles is crazy. But
yeah,
this motherfucker dope, man.
He is.
Good put on, bro.
I think, you know, look, there's a special place for some artists that we done discovered on Dead End 365. And this is one of them niggas, bro. This is one of them dudes, Ken, where, man, you know, like just New York right now, the resurgence of New York and this style of music, because New York has a lot of, I think just nationwide, we have a lot of different things that are happening in all of the regions. And when you listen to New York, you know, like we did a couple of the young melodic type dudes, mm-hmm. like the little baby versions of New York cats. But then you have Ransom, you have Rome Streets, and then you have this guy Lucky Seven. And it's just like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, like Ken, just like you, I haven't done it yet, but I listen to this like maybe 4 or 5 times already. And every time I'm like, okay, who am I adding to the mental list I need to send this to? Because there's a whole bunch of people that I know that need to listen to this. Yep.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I agree. I think he's that good.
Yes.
And yeah, man, and I think he needs to be heard. And I hope more people, I hope it starts here and he starts to expand a little bit more. I know he's just, you know, grinding right now.
You know something about, like, we don't know how long he's been in the game. This is a first project, third project. Like, we don't know none of that. But he sounds stupid polished. He don't sound like this is the, look, if this is the first one.
It's not.
Okay.
He got like 3 other. Ooh. He got some Christmas joints.
Okay.
2 Christmas mixtapes or albums. And then he got another album out that he dropped before. I just looked. That's how I know.
Okay, bet.
But nah, he does sound very polished.
He's super polished. For 5 or less projects in, he's dumb polished.
Yep.
So yeah, nah, hey, look.
But it's kind of like, before we get out, close out, it's kind of like Damon Tyrell. Damon Tyrell
He was polished.
Yeah.
Very polished. Sounded, especially when we met him. Yep. And he's obviously grown a lot since we've met him. But
he's from Buffalo.
Yeah, so he's from Buffalo,
it's
too.
There's something up there, bro.
Yeah, it's something in that water, bro. It's something in that water. But, Ken, this joint came out October 1st, 2021. 10 songs, 24 minutes, 2 seconds. I'm being extremely specific. I'm a forego favorites because this whole shit. Go download it, bro.
Yeah.
Go download it. Go buy it. Go Bandcamp. Go whatever you need to do to support this guy. If you like boom bap music, you like Griselda, you like El Camino, you like Jay Worthy, you like that type of mute. This is the guy.
Yep.
This is another guy to put in the rotation because I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Nah, if you like this style of music, you're gonna fuck with this heavy.
Yep.
Yeah, this shit's dope.
You got favorites, Ken?
Nah, I'm with you, man. Nah, Listen to everything, man. Yeah. Listen to everything.
Yep.
By far, my favorite is the second track, but and Snoopy's Penthouse. But all these joints go hard.
Yep. Well, that's what's up, y'all. Y'all already know it's the fourth quarter. We throwing up shots. 60 days to the end of DE365. Mm. If y'all want, like, look, man, y'all got to give us some ideas, man. What y'all want us to do in 2022? You know what I'm saying? This was dope for 2021. Me and Ken are open to doing it again. But we definitely want to add some more wrinkles, some more caveats. We want more immersion with you guys. You know what I'm saying? We want to always give you guys what you want. So hit us up on Twitter, man. Y'all do already a good job. I'm asking y'all to step it up because the end is near and we need some more ideas. But look, we love you guys. Thank you for the support. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.